Hey y'all, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm a little bit excited for this ramble actually. It feels like it hasn't been a while, but it's only been like barely a month. I'm dramatic like that. Anyways, how is everyone? I don't know if you can tell, but I'm in a little bit of a good mood. You can blame that on the coffee I had earlier. You already know, when I have my caffeine, I feel good and I'm ready to get the day going by. So, I thought this is a perfect time to do a ramble. And we are in November. Can you believe it? That's insane. We have one more month before this year ends. I can't believe it. What a crazy year it's been. I mean, I'm talking about it like it's ending already. I'm gonna leave that for December for New Year's. How about that? Let's leave it until then. But anyways, how was everybody's Halloween? What did you guys do on Halloween? I'm really curious. Leave me your answers. You can message me, comment. I know a lot of you message me with your answers, which I think is so sweet. You guys are more than welcome to do that. If you are more comfortable messaging me about it rather than commenting, then go right ahead. I really don't mind. But yeah, how was your Halloween? If y'all are wondering, mine was not the greatest this year. My sister caught COVID and she got pretty sick. And my sister lives with me, obviously, so I was exposed to COVID. But thankfully, she stayed downstairs, so she kind of quarantined on her own. And I was like staying away from her. I'm like, get the fuck away. I don't want to get sick. I can't be losing this voice, okay? So, we had a lot of plans for Halloween. We were planning to go to a party, and every year we do like a costume thing with our cousins. We were planning to do that this year, but we couldn't because of her. She got COVID. And it was actually really scary. I never would have expected like somebody in my family, like mom, dad, siblings, to get COVID. And she did. And we kind of all just like freaked out. We all got tested, like right away. I didn't. They did. As far as I know, I have the first dose. I got the second dose on November 1st. So I kind of had to because I'm going to a concert soon and the concert requires you to be vaccinated. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna get vaccinated and get it over with. Everybody's getting vaccinated. So I just gave in. I can't be the black sheep forever. My arm got really sore. I did get a little bit sick, but it wasn't anything I couldn't handle. My body's strong. I can handle it, baby. But yeah, so that was pretty much it for my Halloween. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but it wasn't the worst either. It happens. I guess Halloween hasn't been feeling that amazing lately, anyways, with COVID. It's just not been the same, but I'm so excited for Christmas. I'm already decorating for Christmas. We decorated our house already. We still need to do outdoors. We haven't done that yet. Because, Thanksgiving's first, you know? And I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I'm so excited for turkey and mashed potatoes. Who doesn't love it? I do. I'm excited to also spend some time with my family, as always. That's always nice. And do you guys have any plans for that, by the way? I'm curious. What day is Thanksgiving this year? I have no clue. I'm gonna look that up real quick. I feel like this is something I should be knowing, but I don't because it's me and I never know anything. November 25. Okay, gotcha. And right after that is Christmas time, and I'm so excited. For me personally, as soon as November hits, I'm in the Christmas season. I'm like being all festive and shit. Like, yeah, it's time to go get Christmas sweaters and Christmas socks and get lit. you know? I love Christmas. I don't know if you guys can tell. I'm also supposed to be going to New York in December. And I haven't been to New York in forever. If you guys aren't aware, I was born in New York. So New York's always had like a special place in my heart. And I wanted to go back. And we're finally going back during Christmas. The best. I can't wait. So I'm excited for that. And here's something exciting that recently happened. Oh my god, I can't talk. Here's something exciting that recently happened to me as well. What is wrong with me? Oh my gosh. If you're in my Discord server, then you most likely know and are aware that I got a kitty. And he's amazing. I love him so much. And his name is Cosmo. What a cute name, right? I love it. I call him Cosmito because, like, I don't know. I think we all have, like, pet names for our cats, don't we? I do. He just makes me say all kind of gibberish. but, yeah, his name is Cosmo. He's actually 11 years old, so he isn't a young boy. But he's very cute and very calm, and I love him so much. And he is a Persian breed, which is very rare. He's so, so cute. I'm so blessed to have him for my first pet. Like, my first actual pet. I've had birds before. I have a bird right now, actually. His name is Kiko, and he is a cockatiel. And lately, he's been craving so much attention because he sees that I'm giving attention to another pet, aka Cosmo. And he's just getting jealous, and he's getting so loud. He's waking me up in the morning. I'm like, ah, leave me alone. But yeah, so those are my two awesome pets that I have right now. Kind of just got to make time for both of them because Cosmo, believe it or not, even though he's a cat, he is scared of birds. And see, when we first got Cosmo, I was like a little bit concerned, thinking, oh, like he's a cat. What if he tries to hurt Kiko? Because there are a lot of cats out there and cat owners that have cats who hate birds and they kill birds. I mean, hey, it's natural. Cats are like that. But Cosmo isn't actually. Cosmo's the opposite. He's scared of birds. And so he doesn't really get near Kiko. But at the same time, I'm still cautious and I don't want to like put them in the same room because just a couple of weeks ago, I took Kiko out of the cage and he flew and he fell on the ground. And then Cosmo ran towards him, but I managed to pick up Kiko before Cosmo could do anything. So I don't know what he was going to do, but he did run towards him when he fell on the floor. And I was like, oh my God, that's not good. Okay, why did he do that? So I'm still a little bit cautious of those two together. And I kind of have to like be careful of when I take out Kiko because I don't want Cosmo to like do something. But I trust him. He's a cool cat. I know he won't do anything bad. So that's another exciting thing is that I have my first cat and I love him so much and I'm blessed that I have him. So yeah, I do post pictures about him in my Discord server if you guys are curious. I know most of you have joined, but there's a lot of you who haven't and I'd love to have you in there. So be sure you do that. I wanted to speak about that as well because I'm getting people messaging me about the roles. So because Patreon automatically gives you the role on Discord, I don't manually give anybody a role. Just a second. As I was saying, yeah, because Patreon gives the role to new people that join on Discord, I can manually give it, but I don't. Because in case somebody cancels, they might still have their role, and I wouldn't know that on Discord. I have no way of knowing unless they come up to me and they tell me that they canceled and they have their name still. So if you are somebody that canceled, let me know. I need to know that. For Discord, it's a mess. Also, I need to freaking charge my laptop. I just got a message. How frustrating. I'm not in the mood for this. Yeah. Kind of lost track of what I was saying there. But yeah, be sure that you join and that you connect Discord to Patreon under apps. If you go to your profile, you're going to see an option that says my apps. Click it and make sure that you connect your Discord profile to Patreon. If it's already connected and you don't have your role, just disconnect and connect again, and then you should get your role. I just wanted to clarify because a lot of people come up to me and tell me they don't have their roles, and I can't give them the role. So I just want to say this right now so that you guys are aware and there's no confusion in the future. I can't talk today. I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe because it's late. What time is it? It's 12 o'clock. It's not even that late. Usually I record at like 3 in the morning, but I thought this was a good time to record today. And if I'm being honest, I'm craving some wine. So I think I might go get wine in a little bit. I still have a few recordings to do, so that's fun. I cannot wait for that. Yeah, I think I'm gonna like get up and plug my laptop in the charger, and I will be right back. And I'm back for real this time. I'm trying not to go. Y'all can blame it on my laptop. I had a wine before this as well, so I think that's also another reason as to why I'm in a good mood, because let's be honest here, wine puts everybody in a good mood. Am I right? Am I right? Okay. If y'all didn't know, here's a fun fact about me. I get drunk really, really fast and really easily. All it takes is 2 glasses of wine and I'm fucked. That's all it takes. And then I'm drunk and I'm not me when I'm drunk, let's say that. I'm a whole different person. I think it would be funny if I recorded like a drunk audio one day, just so y'all can kind of get it, but at the same time, I don't want to say some fucked up shit and then end up posting it, because you never know what you're doing while you're drunk, do you? So I don't want to do that. I don't know if that's the greatest idea, but let me know if that's something you guys are interested in and might have to consider it. Yeah. Fun fact, I've actually been struggling to find new audio ideas lately. One thing about me is I love being different and I love my audios to be different than a lot of other channels out there that do the same thing I do. I'm always trying to come up with like new ideas and different ideas that you normally wouldn't see. But I've been struggling to do that lately because there's a lot of new people joining the community, which is amazing. That's absolutely amazing. But a lot of them are super creative. And there's a lot of ideas that I want to do that are done already. And I'm like, well, what do I do now? Like, I can't think of anything original anymore because I feel like everything is just being done. So maybe I need to like get out of the mentality that I need to be different and I should just like do what everyone else is doing. But the thing about me is I don't like doing that. I like doing my own content. And this community has a lot of people who are dramatic and they say you're copying somebody based off an idea, which is stupid because everyone in this community does the same ideas. Like there's only so many ideas you can go off of. So I cannot stand people that come up to me and say, you're copying this, or they tell me, oh, somebody's copying you. It's like, no one's copying anybody in this community. Like, this is normal. Unless it's script. Because I know there's a, I don't use scripts, but I know there's a few creators out there who use scripts, and they've been accused before of, like, copying someone else's work because they use the same script that someone wrote. And that is why I personally avoid using scripts. I have a few videos that are scripted, not gonna lie. That's because the scripts were personally sent to me. But I would not normally read off a script. Only because a lot of other people use the same script and then there's drama going on. And I want my content to be my content. And that is the reason why I do improv. And I also feel like my voice just sounds more natural when I'm doing improv and stuff like that. Like, I'm just being myself. When I'm reading a script, it feels like I'm reading off a book, and it kind of feels like rehearsed in a way. And I don't like that when it comes to audios. I like free work and just like freestyling, basically doing whatever the hell and saying whatever the hell comes to my mind, and then just creating like a video out of it. And people love it, and I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. I absolutely love doing this for you guys. There's no one else I do this for. Yeah, and you guys have gotten me where I am right now. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here recording this audio and smiling and being all happy. So I truly, truly do appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea. Also, I'm going to very, very soon, I know I've said this before, but I mean it this time, I'm going to be gaming very soon, like seriously gaming in a way, trying to understand gaming a little bit more. I'm new to all of this. I'm a noob, so you'll have to take it easy on me. But I finally have like a proper setup in my room for my laptop and stuff like that. So I have like my own area to work in, and it's awesome. I'm so happy and so thankful that I now have this, and I'm comfortable, a lot more comfortable working this way as well. So hopefully soon I'll be buying a new monitor, and I will be figuring out the idea of streaming on Twitch and somewhere else rather than Discord, because I don't plan on staying on Discord forever, do I? Yeah, I plan to like move on to some other place, but for like right now, I feel like I'm more comfortable gaming with people in my server because I'm just generally comfortable with them. Everyone in there is super awesome, and I know I make fun of them a lot, but it's all jokes. I don't mean any of it, I promise. Except maybe a tiny little thing. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't mean anything. And I can just be myself in there, and even here on Patreon, I can just be myself with you guys. And it's awesome. I know there's a lot of creators out there who don't like talking about themselves, and they don't want to mix their personal lives with their professional life. I completely understand that, and I'm one of those people, but at the same time, I do want to show my true self to you guys a little bit more, and kind of just show you who I really am outside of these audios. I am a normal human being, just like you. I like things, I dislike things, and I think a certain way. So it's really nice letting you guys in onto my thought process, let's say that. It's really cool. And hearing your feedback as well is amazing. When it comes to anything, really. I have a lot of people emailing me, messaging me here on Patreon especially, telling me about how, like, my videos help them and stuff, and that, it just makes me smile. Like, it makes me smile so much, because I never would have thought that I would have such a huge impact on people, and honestly, it makes my heart really happy. You have no idea. I always appreciate everything you guys send me, to a certain extent, because I do get some weird messages sometimes, but that's normal. Everyone does. Everyone gets weird messages. It's whatever. I deal with it. Yeah, I feel like I did enough talking for now. I still need to do a lot more talking after this. Don't worry, I'm not done. But thank you guys so much for tuning in to this ramble. I always love doing these rambles for you guys and talking to you. And I know I've done this before. I said comment apples if you reach the end of the audio. But for this one, I need you to comment avocado. Let's comment avocado, okay? If you comment avocado, then I'll know that you are a real one. And I love you. And you deserve all the smooches in the world. So yeah. Go ahead and type avocado if you made it to the end, because you are a real one and you're awesome. But even if you didn't, you're still awesome. I love you. I love all of you guys. And I'm going to head out now, so take care, and I'll see you in my next one. Bye!